The Gemara says that we have here one tehillah, which is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save us, and it also expresses our feelings upon being saved. That's what the Gemara says. And this is representative of what the meaning of Hallel is. Now what that seems to be saying is that if one can reach the central idea for which he exists, then that idea is itself both the reason why things should work out properly, and also it is the way in which the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world does work properly, which is our bracha, which is our shevach to it. In other words, if Hashem wanted a world that should be right, let's call it an Olam Chesed, then our recognition of that Olam Chesed is essential for the Olam Chesed. But in the same way, any pigam in our recognition makes it necessary for him to do the chesed to bring us to the recognition of the chesed, which recognition is the bracha which results from the chesed. So that all of the ideas of this mizmar go hand in hand. If God likes light, which is where it all starts, lo amesi me'aluka, he's called kel chai, chai chai hu yoducha, and so on and so forth, as the Zohar says in the beginning. If God likes light, then it's essential for him, for whatever reason he likes it, to see to it that it's there. Which is how we begin. Look, this is the world that you want, and Olam Chesed Yibana, it's going to be damaged because we won't see it anymore that way. It won't be that way anymore, therefore. The moment that we're nigal, the recognition that we had that it truly is that way because it worked out in the end, is the bracha that we can give to him. We're able to say, yes, we see what you are. Halavai, it should be this way more. We're involved with you. We care about it. It means something to us. It's an interrelationship that is being described here. But the meaning of the interrelationship, as we've seen through all these Midrashim and Gemaras, is that if you don't understand what the central idea is, then you can't use it for anything. You'll end up being an Oved Avodah Zarah. If you don't recognize where you come from and what you are and what the reason for the world is, you can't walk over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, do it because you need it. What do you mean, do it because I need it? You're going to go over and say, like in the end of the davening, you're going to go over and say, I want a new car. Give me the new car. What's going on? Isn't that ridiculous? And yet we do, we say it. We say, God, save me from speaking bad things. Help me out. Do it for Laman Shemecha. You do it Laman Shemecha. It's a chutzpah to say that. Who are you to say, do it Laman Shemecha? Do it for your Torah. And if I won't get it, I'm so important that the whole Torah is damaged. So you see that the ability to get bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your recognition of how it is that what you need relates to the central idea in the world. Correct? That's what this is saying. And this Mizmar is pointing out to us the interrelationship of our being able to be Mavarech him to his being able to save us and be Mavarech us. And that revolves around our understanding of his shame and his understanding of our shame. That's what this Mizmar says. That means that we must be omed on the shame, on the central idea of what the Olam is, just as he must be omed on what the idea of Yisrael is. Which is why at the same moment that he says, Zochartu l'chesed ni'urayim, he says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis tevuasah, and so on. This represents what it's all about. Bereishis bara Elokim. B'shvil Yisrael shenikra reishis. And what we're showing is that central idea, that shame, is related to bracha because it means that you recognize what chesed is. And knowing that chesed is what enables you to use the shame. We want to do chesed for you, Hashem. You want us to go out into the midbar, we're going to go. We want to do chesed for you, Hashem. You care about your name. Take good care of it, we'll be mevarech. We're doing you a chesed. Now, the only way that can work is the same way it works by Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu gets a clear bracha which says, Agadah Shemecha, therefore you can now become the mocker of bracha. So So we have over here a gradual development that begins with people getting a name, which means that they have now a clear identity. Avram becomes Yisrael. And he then is able to be Mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is that he goes around the way the Medrash puts it, like a bottle of perfume. And then he becomes the Moker of Bracha himself, which means that he can actually go and give brachas. Doesn't it ever bother you that you can go to somebody and ask them for a bracha? How could people give brachas? Where do they get the power to give a bracha? What does it mean to give a bracha? From what? From where? Are human beings gods that they can give brachas? These are serious questions. These are problems. What are we giving God brachas? Sorry. It must be that by our recognition of what the Iker is, we become able to give brachas. And the only way that that can be is that by recognizing that thing, we become part of that thing. That's the only explanation for it. Somehow or other, Avram becomes in and of himself a bore out of which things can be dug. He starts off as a human being and ends up as a mocker of bracha for an entire world. And the recognition of that shame is inherent in every last individual of Klal Yisrael, in that everyone, as the Medrash said, everyone has a shame, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can then be korei, and which will give him a bracha. And it works in reverse. Al tibirchas hegit kala beinecha. Yishmol b'ni b'orcheini. Yirotzon l'fonecha. I'm going to try to explain this now, so you can understand that it's not theory, but it's something that you relate to in everyday life. Perhaps, when you, by understanding it, you'll be able to utilize it. Everyone has experienced, I think, the deep emotional response of being able to do a chesed for someone. Particularly when that chesed is a very general one. As a matter of fact, to some extent, the less particularized the chesed is, the less aware the recipient is of the particulars of what's happening, the greater that response is. We take as a, how many of you have ever made a baby feel good? The kid is crying and so on, you pick them up, you make them feel good about life. They don't know that you're making them feel good about life. But there's a tremendous response that a human being has in desiring to give other life the sensation of, there's a place for you in this world. How much does it tear at a person to see a child that feels that they don't have a place in this world? It's a terrible, terrible sign. When somebody feels like they're down and out, or they're down and out, it means they're out of the world, they're gone, they have no place at all. You go over to someone who feels that there's no one in the world that cares about them. They don't have a thing to eat, they have nowhere to turn. They're down and out. And you make that person feel there is somebody who cares about you, and you give them something to eat. It's a small thing, but it's just an unbelievable feeling. Such a tremendous response. When you're able to give that type of chesed to somebody, you feel almost thrilled. It's like there's an electric shock that goes through you. And the fact that as people grow older, and it becomes more difficult to give them that type of chesed, and then the chesed starts to be seen in terms of doing what that person wants, rather than giving that person really a place to be, that doesn't detract from the chesed, or needn't. It does on the surface, because it's very hard to care about somebody when it's just in terms of what they want. Because who are they to want anything? You understand what I'm saying? The more the person is aware of what they want, somehow the less chesed there is. The more that the person just is being taken care of by you, the more chesed there is. Why should that be true? The reason is because now that we're defining chesed as relating to that which is the source of things, the more it becomes defined by an individual in terms of what they want, the less it relates to the source of chesed. The more you are connected to the meaning of the world, the more able you are to respond with chesed. When there's a child there, the needs of that child are common to all humanity. And the reaction that you have in doing good for that child is a reaction of being connected to the totality of what life requires. Whereas if it's a guy who just wants a cigarette and you give him a cigarette, you somehow don't feel that you're connecting to the basis of life. You are, but in a much more limited fashion. The more that you're capable of dealing with the central issue, which is that life is good and that it needs to have a place, the more directly you are involved with Olam Chesed Yibam. What's more is, the more you define yourself as being a giloy of that thing, the more you become able to be an expression of that thing. Because being that, you see, Chesed is the only thing that has this peculiar aspect to it, in that it itself will give you what it is that you're recognizing. Because since, by definition, Chesed is the connection to that which is the basis of life in the Olam, therefore, recognizing that, being connected to that life, is the same thing as being able to give that life. You become a mocker of bracha. Once you have an agad lashonecha, you become a hayei baruch. You can also give the bracha. If you lack that, you can't give bracha either. So the ability to be mevarech is a direct result of your recognition of Olam Chesed Yibamah. The more aware you are of it, the more dabuk you are to it, the more you have, because of that awareness, the more you are an expression of it, the more you can give to anyone else who needs it. So when we say that Zacharti Lach Chesed Nirayach, we mean something much deeper than doing a favor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by following him out of his rank. What we mean is that the attitude of Klal Yisrael in going out of Mitzrayim is dovuk to the concept of chesed in and of itself. You could be a Baal chesed without doing chesedim. There may be no opportunity right now to do chesed. And yet you're a Baal chesed. In what sense? In that your awareness of the fact that what matters in this world is life, that's all that matters. You are a chefetz of a Baal Chesed. Whether you're able to express it at this moment or not, that doesn't change what you are. The recognition of what it is to be a Ben Yisroel and to be a Ben Avraham in following HaKadosh Baruch Hu out into the Midbar and saying that what is important to us is that recognition and is that identity. And Mamela, it's more important than any fears that we have. It's important enough to take the pains of being free. Of course that's for us, but that's exactly what the Aseh L'man Shemecha means. Aseh L'man Shemecha means that Ribbono Shel Olam, I recognize that whatever it is you wanted in this world, it all comes down to one thing, and that is Olam Chesed Yibamah. And if I recognize that, then that means the more that you give me, the more there is a giloy of kavod for your shame and for everything that you put here. And the male I can say Aseh L'man Shemecha. As a matter of fact, that's the only thing I can say. Because if I want it for anything else, then it becomes much less chesed, and there's much less reason to do it. In the same way the guy who wants the cigarette elicits a much lesser response from the person he's asking for the cigarette from, than if it's a child that simply needs to be quieted and to feel that life isn't so rotten. It's exactly the same way. By saying, I say L'man Shemecha, you put yourself into a position of that child, if it's real. I mean, if not, I don't think you should even say it. Leave it out. It's idiotic to go ask God for your new car because you like speed and say, I say L'man Shemecha. If you like life, you can say, I say L'man Shemecha. If you recognize what it is to be a Ben Yisrael, you can say, I say L'man Shemecha. Is this recognition that is central to being a Ben Yisrael? But what's more, it is this recognition that is central to Pesach. Because remember that Pesach means two things. The targum of Pesach is chos, chesed, not Passover. Asher chos Hashem. Not that Hashem passed over, but rather that he had chesed. What was the chesed defined as? The recognition of the difference of being a Ben Yisrael and a Mitzvah. He was poseach. So the idea of passing over and identifying Klal Yisrael is again connected to Chesed, even in the Yom Tov itself. Yom Tov, which is the Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Chesed, is that Yom Tov which is the definition of the existence of a Ben Yisrael, which is called by the name of Pesach, which means to have Chesed, which is a holiday of Chesed that results in our ability to recognize what it is that we are, which is the definition of our freedom, which comes to be Mitzakein, that which Avraham Avinu lacked in his ability to be Mitzakein by saying B'moeda. So the whole thing comes back upon itself. And so it comes out that in order to be free, you must recognize what it is that's important. Because the moment that you are limited by your own desires, not as an expression of the Ben Yisrael in you, not as an expression of the Chesed that's within you, at that moment you're taking the Tafel and making it an Iker. And it becomes Mamash Avodah Zarah, which is why Avraham Avinu's monotheism is a direct result of his Chesed. They are both the same thing. It's his ability to see what lies at the bottom that makes him the Baal Chesed that he is, and that makes him reject the various manifestations of godliness in the world. I'm sorry that I'm not doing justice to the subject matter, because it's probably the most central subject matter that there could be. It's the mocker of all of our freedom. It's exactly what Yitzchak is right. And it relates mamish in everyday life totally. The more that you will be zocha to be omeg on the real meaning of chesed, instead of in the Christian meaning of chesed, the more you'll be a Ben Yisrael and the more free you will be. And the more you insist on using your own frames of reference and your own concepts of morality and your own feelings about what is right and what is wrong and your own selfishness, the less free you will be, the less of a Ben Yisrael you'll be, and the more of a goy you'll become. You will lose Pesach, you will lose freedom, you will lose your Yisrael Shav, you will lose your Bor Kutzavta, you will lose your connections to Avraham Avinu, and ultimately you'll lose your Shaykhus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even to monotheism. You end up worshipping everything but. And that's mamish what happens all around. It's what's happening all through the world. And unfortunately, it's what happens even among the highest of Klal Yisrael. It's the reason that we still haven't been zocha to a geula. People, instead of recognizing the Iker, dedicate themselves to the Torah. People, instead of knowing what it means to do chesed out of a feeling for the incredible depth and intensity of life, the chai chai hu yodecha, are completely involved in nothingness, in position, in covet, in stupidity, in how exactly they're being treated by others rather than what is it that they can do to grow chesed in the olam. And because of this, they become themselves the opposite of everything that Yisrael stands for. I think if we're to be zocha to freedom, obviously the ultimate freedom is freedom from ourselves, freedom from need, freedom from dependency. The only way to be free, really, is to recognize that identity in yourself. You're still worried about how the other guy said hello to you, or how he responded to you. You're not free. You have no shyness to freedom. You're selfish. You're small. You're good. Where on the other hand, your reaction is, how does this opportunity allow me to divulge more of how does it allow me to base my relationships more on what is the Iker? Is the Iker that will come out of this a Kiddush Hashem? Can I use it in some way to bring out more life into the Olam? Then you're a Ben Yisrael. The same conversation can turn you into a Goy, can turn you into a Ben Yisrael. Depends on your orientation. And it's amazing how the difference in breadth and scope and geschmack of an individual will come out. The one who will look at the particular, the conversation, the relationship in terms of what can I get out of it, how am I being treated, how am I looked at, that person becomes always more and more rigid, defined, small, goal-oriented in terms of his own desires. The person who is always searching for how can I bring out more of the emes, as the Mizmor Achas Bechal Amitecha, how can I bring out more emes? How can I bring out what the Mokar of Chesed is in the Olam, what the world is really about, becomes broader in their concerns, more and more open, more and more alive, more and more emotional, more and more real, and is the only person that can be emotional without creating dependency, can be romantic without being romantic in the sense of without being sentimental, no sentimentality, and yet romance, can be loving without being needy, can be caring without being small, can be worried about a detail without the detail limiting them, can be defined without definition, because chesed is everything, life is everything, chai chai u'yodef, and because of it can be mizdabek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But those who lack this lack the Avram Avinu. Because of that, lack the Mogen Avram. Because of them, lack the ability to speak. That's the other aspect of the Pesach. My identity. My ability to express it. Because of that, they lack a name. Because of that, they lack an identity, which is really their ability to be Mitzchasid. And because of that, they can't be Mavarech. And because of that, Hashem can't be Mavarech them. And because of them, they cannot be free. And therefore, they end up without a Geula. And so on. So that the way to get out of a problem is to recognize what is needed for the geula of the problem. And therefore, the way to be mehalel is to say that which got you out of the trouble in the first place. Le'elono Hashem le'elono, and le'lamani le'lamani Hashem.